Yerushalmi, Megillah, Yud Ches, we continue with the Gemara Braisa, the next line of the Braisa brings down Tamimim below Bali Mumim, that they were Tamimim, but they were not Bali Mumim, that an animal that was a Bal Mum cannot be brought up in a Bama, only a Tamim. Menai would have been more get it from, where did we see it from? Where did we see it? Have the same restrictions as in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Bama has the same halakas that a Bal Mum can't be brought up. What's the basis? I'm Rav Yasa. Pashlo Elazar lechavrayu. Elazar answered the shayla for his chaverim in the Beis Medrash. That the source is a pasuk in Chumash. Halachai mikol abasar. It says in the pasuk, Bereishis, or the lives of kol abasar, that you should bring into the Noach was commanded to bring into the in teva halachai mikol abasar from each guy, each animal, and each basar. She shleima mevareim. Lashon in the Gemara, the Torah says it should be complete in all the limbs. They required them to bring complete. So you see that therefore it's a bal mum, it would not be able to bring in. Of course, the question to understand is, Kovneda bothered by, what does it have to do with the bama? That's why I bring him into the teva. So the you're saving the animal to have to be complete, but what does it have to do with the carbon? It's, how do you know by a carbon you can't do it? So the same idea is that they wanted, Kovneda explains, because it wasn't just to bring him into the teva, but rather it wanted them to be all they burned, they should be complete. Why was there a commandment for that? Says the Kabbalah, because Noach was going to have to bring them up and Obama after the Mabul as a thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Kabbalah told to Hashem, he'd have to bring up these Kabbalahs. So therefore, he told him, bring it, bli mum, so he'd be able to bring it up, even though it was a bum, even though it wasn't in Mikdash, it wasn't in Mizbeach. Be able to bring it. You see from here that an animal that's missing a limb, that's not Tomim, that's a Balmum, that's not Tomim, cannot be brought up in a Balmum. It's very thing like what's the local agave birds that are Mirotim? What are birds that the took off the feathers are missing. Kabbalah explains, Mirotim, Shinitlu Anotsos. So you took off the feather, you defeathered the bird, they all took them off. So the question is, what's the local? Do we consider it as if it's considered a animal that something happened to it, or is that it's the mum, or can you bring it up to the bum in this way? Again, he answers Shaila. It says the same in the pasuk in Bereishis by Noach. Every tzipa called kanaf, each kanaf prat lin meratim. Dafka, there should be birds that have their feathers, excluding those that are lemeratim, that are taken off, that have been removed all their feathers. They are not be able to. The feathers were plucked off the animal, of the bird, you'd not be able to bring them up. If you don't bring them up, therefore, these animals themselves were not brought up on a bama, therefore they were not brought into the teva as well. Just like the animal we said that the Noach be able to bring it up after the mabul, has to be malimum. So two of the birds without the feathers that were plucked off would not be able to be brought up, and therefore that would be considered a mum. And that's why he'd not bring it up into the same idea. So the Gemara, Mr. Bryce continues, says they have to be in the Gemara says when they brought up and used the bama, you have to still bring tarim. You can't bring tamei. Tamei would not allowed to be brought up in a bama. Where do you get that from? It's not the base of mikdash. It's not the mizbeach. The other restrictions, the Torah says, so how do you know in a bama? So Gemara says explains. Noach deduced Torah, the laws from the laws that Hashem told him. Amra, what happened? He said, Noach said, "Kanemali Yerake said Nazati Kaleika." Already said to me all the animals, even the non-kosher ones, Allah I'm allowed to eat. Hashem said everything is I'm allowed to eat. Greenery in the ground, I'm allowed to eat. So too, all the animals I'm allowed to eat, even the non-kosher ones, would be considered usher. So Gemara says, no, even though Lamaisa, Adam himself was also did the basar, but Noach was permitted. Give you everything. What's the Torah referring to? What do we mean? Marba? You got to bring it to the teva. Must be the Torah. Must be the karbanos. Those are additional Torah karbanos. Therefore, only ones that are kosher that Torah are only ones that are able to bring up an abam as well. Just like again, only brought up into the teva. Only the ones who brought up the kosher ones, even though the Torah itself didn't tell specifically which ones, he brought up the kosher ones, and therefore, it's telling the same halacha that just like he brought into the Teva, so too only the ones that require to be brought up. And the Rabbama, the only ones bring up that have the same criteria, that have a heter that are considered tahirid. Considered tahirid? That's a lesson of the Pasik, and therefore he made a limud. Naomi told her, let's see if he comes in Toshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. Therefore he learns from that drasha, he learned a diuk to learn from there that includes everything that's a dafka tyrant is included as well in the in that have to bring a bum has to be from the tyrantic animals, not the traumatic animals. The Goyim today, they bring up an Obama. They don't do it. Mar says, nobody do. We don't do this. You can't bring up Gemma's Mazar Sharon Lassus Kane. The Goyim no longer bring Bekabanos. Even though Yidden don't, Mar says, the Goyim do. They're allowed to go ahead and continue using Obama. Not being over a shipmate's Manoa. But Bishop of Yuda. Also, he saw a Jew cannot help a Goy bring up a carbon and an Obama. He also he can't also make him a Torah Shliach. That he can't do. Can't make him a Torah Shliach. And he can't also go ahead and help him. Look, I'll be this halacha. God be help him. Look, I'll be this regard. You can't do that. That would be considered as you're bringing the carbon. That would be as if you brought it, you're helping him, you're bringing it. It says the carbon Eda. The Sayo, what does that mean? There's no heter. Therefore, you go and you help him as well. You're offering this as well. And you can't do. Can't help him out. So the Gemara says that the halachas we find by a halacha, similarly we find here by anything where we say that it's also to do, and the same thing is also here as well. So the Gemara says that we say halacha, you're allowed to do it, but the guy's allowed to do it. Brings a maisa. Antigus asked Rebbe, that the Roman Emperor asked Rebbe, says, Mao, what's the halacha of being Mizbeach? Can I bring Mizbeach? I'm a lay, but a guy who goes over, build it, and bring Kabana. So when you finish using it, knock it down and move the stones away. In other words, you're allowed to go ahead and tell a guy to go ahead and give him advice to copy his carpet. Go bring it up. But since the stones are milk, just like a Shbaruch, who don't want to use by anybody else. Therefore, if it's not, you're not going to use it. Just take it apart. I'll do it for that purpose, otherwise it doesn't have any sense. So the Gemara says, Malas Lakhtaris, Morena Shah, what about Lakhtaris? He asked Rebbe, what about Lakhtaris making Lakhtaris? Could I go ahead and make a Lakhtaris to bring on such a Mizbeach? I'm a lay. He said, leave out one of the species, one of the ingredients that goes into a Lakhtaris, leave out one of them. And therefore, one of them would not be over, would not be a problem. Rashi goes, how can you tell him not to do over the chains of the mice? We didn't deraisa. It is considered us. So what exactly does it mean? They'll be able to go in and to you, because this one of the simanim, and be able to go ahead and do the katiris. You see that same thing applies here. Says the carbon Eda. That we're talking about the bring mar brings down the gabe din of the Israel Sayeo. The keep of the Shemayim, because he has anything else for any purpose. It becomes lose significance for you. So maybe the same thing over here doesn't apply. My others have got what I got. Because when it's different, one of the sabbatim, therefore the one of the sabbatim is not complete. Therefore, it's not a violation of doing something. Not but mokam and mikdash. Why? Why do you have to tell? Believe out one of the spices. Make mokam and lebraisa. Lasasul came. You can't do it for yourself. Lachemiratos. You can't do all the chos. You can do other people. You can do. But goyim can go and make it for you. You can't make it yourself. The kataris. But someone else can make it for you. So the goyim can do that. So if so, why do you have to go tell him make it different? Do shalachayim different. But the Shalkei, the Gidur Abimonis, the Shalkei Rebbe Yodin, because Rebbe goes to send him to Aloka Lagabe to what he needs for the what he called. You know, he was the one that the left out an ingredient, didn't know which word it was, so he tried to tell him, but Gidur Shalkei Rebbe, we'll go and tell you what the difference is, why we don't allow it. So it says that same Aloka applies, no, that we don't do, that the it's my message that we don't because the Rebbe Amon is a shock layer. The Rebbe sent him to make it for him, for Antinos, but Rebbe Atzim itself, it would not be, we would not do it. We would not do it, Dafka for him. So the Gemara, discusses whether the sidetrack to what happened with Antinokas. Some say the case happened, Antinos went and became a Yid. Is Milayamri look? And some say that incense happened, and Isis happened. They said he didn't become a yid. What is that look? What's the ones that said they become? Once saw Anunus go out of Yom Kippur while wearing his shoes. Yom Kippur, Moshe said, if he would have done, obviously he wouldn't have done that. So you see that the at a very crucial time that we tell them that, listen, that there are those that they are makbid to do it, you should do the same. You should do makbid the same. So the Gemara says, let's explain what this is. Right? So the Gemara says, much more do you think from there? When you saw that they are a torture, what do you think? Yoshman goes out with this type of shoes, even Yom Kippur. He knows that because it's Lamaisa, it's not really a shoe, it's really just holding on. If it's not really, it doesn't really go as a davar mamashos, it's just something that's permanent. If it's not included, how do we know this piece of written? How do we know that the Gemara says that they're in session? We say that you're allowed to go ahead and do that. Where do we see it from? Even Yoshemayim is over this type of shoe. If you have to go ahead and use the shoe, we need for the whatever purpose you need it for. So what's the difference coming to the shoe? Is it for very much so? Even Yoshemayim go out. The Gemara says, what happened until? What was his result? What was the maskan? Until some of the Rebbe, until said to Rebbe, you feed me from the Leviathan in the world to come. World to come, the Suda of Leviathan is the Suda of Tzaddikim that the Gemara speaks about. Merely wanted to know that they, you know that he's Sidi Umasolam, they have a Helikin El Kamimal, but the question is whether it's enough for the Suda of Leviathan. Does he become part of Kli? Does he become part? Connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has become part as well to get this, the reward that the Klai Yisrael gets. And when Klai Yisrael said, would you feed me from the Abbas? Amalei said to him, yes, I'll give you. Of course I'll give you. So Amalei said to him, from the Pesach, you will not be able to go ahead and be able to rebuild the Mishkan. So you yourself said another occasion. Whatever thing you said, it's the same halacha doesn't apply. So Amalei said that, therefore, B'chari is both of them together, you know, any of them. Now Gemara says, what do we get? From Amalei, Rabbi says, Amalei, what should you do? You go ahead, you're allowed to eat from Leviathan, what should we do for? What can we do for you? The Torah says, I got to eat this, what do we do? What's the heter? You're allowed to eat from it. That I've not, don't count me in because I would not myself have seen it. Rabbi brings a right. Because it wasn't makbid that the circumcised members to be all the shelters. We continue the same. But the rest of it wouldn't be that if we go ahead and get a new team, but you know, that we wouldn't do. So Gemara says, that's the concept of him. Why do you call the man of Kodesh Kadashim? So Gemara says, Shalom Hibit, because this person was Noyeg, he never looked at Tzvus Mepe Yom, he looked at a coin in his life. The image on a coin is the image of the emperor, the image of something, of an image, and therefore an idol or something. If it was not, but never to look at the coins. I don't know what's coming out there. That might happen with Gabi, with Miskayer. Most of you Mr. Rabbanah, Mr. Rabbanah, Hoset, and Skayer. Levi, because you got my Bishop Yossi, I'm a Bishop, M. Gatsang, they come from Gatsang, they'll know. Most of the Barber Shah, this will be at their head. Do I know who will be I will know this person has no claim it. Gemara says that therefore it would be considered now it's impossible. Gemara says the same thing applies. He said you lead them into others, and they go, listen, how many people were involved over here in the Gemara says that he had to many. Gemara says that that those would be going to scar for that because he was the one who brought many people. So Moshe said, "Okay, let's." He was Magaya. But everybody makes God God. So couldn't say me God. My mother became lost. Your boy ain't. Give it to God. Slow up. Give it to God. Come to the next world. Moshe said, "I didn't was bald. I just be first to that." So a lot of people did. A lot, but they're definitely the ones that did. But his brother is going to be the ones. It's going to be the one to be able to continue what we were doing before. So I think about. I love you like a wedding. There's a lot of being an Obama. So Gemara says, what about today? Gemara says, "Maybe it's Chanina." There was a Shlomim, but we bring now Shlomim and Noach could bring up Noach and Shlomim. He has Chanina, Amah, all those Mekvivi could bring all those Kirdos back. We bring both of them. So I'm a Shmai, the Gemara says, every day somebody goes, can you have a say? But that's why, as we brought from the carbon, it's from the different oil. Hell was brought from the clean animal. You see that, the Noah, even the those who keep the Shabbat, they know it, bring from their scale, they can bring from their carbon. So they can't do it. So once I live, I said, what are those to do? What is it with this pasuk? The third pasuk is pretty clear. It's not from them, but the back, the best part of it. The choicest part of the animal, the ones that are shemini, that are very fat, have a lot of meat to it. Those are the ones that are the most kosher. Those are the ones you bring first. Those are the ones you can take first. The for the best of his thing, that's what I ate. That's what Hevel did versus Kayin. And he was able to be chosen because he brought the best product. When they brought oilers, so you see the board oilers are shlomim. You see that they went ahead, they brought even shlomim then. It's not just an oiler, they brought a shlomim as well. The Torah said that everyone had a dinner of Shabbat and Noach told Mount Torah. What's about the Rav Yisrael? What's Rav Yisrael doing to us? Shleim and Gufa, it must be Shlomim and Guf, but lo yav Shabbat and Torah, without a hole, without skinning, or making a mum, cutting off the member, coming off its different varim, this lach al gabi yonah, coming out of its own mutter, because therefore we say it's not al gabi, this dinner of Shlomim, it doesn't apply. Rabbi Vav, lach al yonah, applies after Mount Torah. It applies that everything that's Shkolim only brought up on the Mikdash itself, on the Mizbeach itself. But anything else is not included. Where do you get that from? Get it from the Shleimim Gufan, that there was a promise that we made that it would be to be able to go up and be able to work out all the details, be able to go to where they need to go, to be able to be considered that they were Oyla. Says the Gemara, be another right. When it's made up of Hanina, so because so much other stuff much longer, but it's all the color came. You see, he's still a guy, he brought Kabbalah to Hashem. So, what's the answer? My Lord, how can he do this? What do you do with this Pasik? My Lord, I'm on the Allah Mantor, but the Gemara says that came after Mantor. Really, everything in the beginning was just learning, and then when I said he was able to have a status of a yid, and it was able to go ahead and bring in Ephraim. That's what the Gemara tells us. Like if he came out after Yisro, would be the time they'd be able to say that it would be considered acceptable. So up to Gemara. Look, I mean, the name is once he came before Torah. Came afterwards. We know which one is which. They have different opinions. We know which one said which. Gemara said why. I know the two opinions. Just don't know which one said why. Gemara says, Shema, bring a right from here. We say, Yoshma, Yisro, go make your house in Hashama, Yiskiyama, Chris Yamsuf. Famous Machlokas, Chris Yamsuf and Shema. He heard Chris Yamsuf. 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 We can say that really came to tell us that Yehuda is the one who said Yisrael came after giving the Torah. He was the one who recorded it. He's the one who got a reward for that, for doing that. Okay. Well, it continues the discussion whether they know how to bring a shlomim. So that's why we're going to come to the side of not being right with Rechanina. He said you can bring. You can bring an. He said you can bring. You bring it earlier. You can't bring a shlomim. Oh, it's often by name. It's taken the pasuk. Uri Tzafon says in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the pasuk Uri Tzafon north and south going Tamar. Uri Tzafon way into the north. The Lord in Shpekot. This is the Ola. The Ola that's put up in the north of them is bad. Wow, what does it mean? Uri, what does it mean? Awake. That was Shiyashin. So that's awake and woke up, which means that Gemara says it was opened by a person. Maybe it was, and he was in the seventh day Noah. And now that's when he pledged it. And now he's bringing it up in the middle of the Mizbeach. He's bringing it up in the Mizbeach. So maybe there was a time the nether that he made. The oil was there waiting until the time they could go bring it up until they had the Mikdash. So I said, therefore, that's what it said. So he felt to Kalik Mirkat B'Shatvan. But that's what it meant to be, that it would come out, that it's here, that this discussion. What does it mean? Nobody shows me sorry. So that's old, and that's dormant. That's not, we are woken, have to wake it up. Boy Tamen, what does it mean, Boy Tamen? Comes in the Shaman, this is the Shlomim, that's next to Bidara. What's Boy, what does it mean, come? That was Shia Kiddush, but telling them never really something that is new. The Shlomim was never spoken about this time before. They never brought the Shlomim. It's the first time ever. So they brought up the Bnei Noach, brought up the Shlomim. It's the first time. It's something new. So the Torah uses such a lashon. It was the first time that the Olos were brought down by the Shlomim. However, the Rebbe, what do you do with the Pasuk? My said the Shia Ragolia saying the Suz B'Tzafon. When the Graham came and bring up the Mikdash, the time they were the Ola Regal were coming, they were in the north, they were able to come. You've already been in the Mikdash, you've not said, come out, the basement will be rebuilt in the south. took a long time for them to come. But time that they were coming, it would be ready enough to awaken them to be able to bring it on their own. So Gemara said that would be the raya that the Gemara brings. That would be that you can bring it up at any time. But Safon, the Darom, you can bring it up. It's a then Shlomim is able to be brought up. Both the Olus and the Shlomim will be able to be brought up. So to Gemara, bring it right now. If I get no, it only brings up Olus, not Shlomim. He'll be able to be able to bring Levi. Oif the Kriya Messiah, Rabbi Yochum Kaneha. The Pasuk also is a riot, Rabbi Yochum. The Torah Sa'ila, state in the Pasuk. This is the Torah Sa'ila. Have you agreed with Masayla Rabbi Yochum? The verse itself is also Rabbi Yochum Kaneha. That's the Torah Sa'ila Ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. Masrin Ola itself is brought up. Might be no giving up, but they might know if my Kriya Ola. Kadavos HaShlamim, if it says when it says by Shlamim, it doesn't say the Lashon of the Oila, So you see, the Torah says the Lashon connected, it's not really connected. As you go away, God's moon, doesn't say, from now on, if we can bring it up. But the other Gemara says, when we bring up a common Oila, but Shlamim, you can't bring it up because based upon just the reading of the Pasuk. Gemara has a Shaila, whether we say this halacha applies even the Gabe, other Kabanos that are not mentioned here in the Gemara, whether Kimakatas can be brought up by it. But Noah, we'll continue with this as we move further.